Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills, folks, on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. All right, we got Tysha's Tower of trivia at the bottom of the hour, and we got you in about 20 minutes, so you can call in and answer, talk to us about this next topic. And Rob, you know the NBA has been looking for to do something to spice up its All-Star game. And in announcing that the 2025 All-Star game, Rob, will be in San Francisco, it'll be hosted by the Golden State Warriors.
You mean Adam? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. What?
No, go ahead.
Adam Silver, the commissioner for the NBA, said this: "I know we're busy already planning for new excitement, thinking about what All-Star 2025 will be. People are out there talking about concepts like a Ryder Cup format, maybe U.S. players playing against global players. We're looking at all different approaches to All-Star. Stay tuned." Rob, I have long, I'm sure I've said it on our show a few times, I have long thought it would be great if the NBA did go to an international versus American All-Star game. You could work out the teams the normal way you do it, pick the normal All-Stars if you want, but then you pick a 12-man team from each, you know, all international versus American or 15-man, whatever, and they play each other. But the I'm not as high on that as I used to be, because honestly, Rob, I think the international squad would crush the American squad. And I don't think the NBA wants its American players getting beat down like that, embarrassed like that. Now, maybe I'm wrong, and I'm not saying they wouldn't win here and there, but actually, as time goes on, I think it would get even worse. We maybe would be able to win now with some of the older stars, the Stephs and guys like that, LeBron and KD, but it's only getting the gap. The better players are just keep coming from the world. Rob, the best young point guard in the league is probably Shai Gilgeous-Alexander from OKC. He's from Canada. The best two guard, if you want to call him that, is clearly Luka Doncic. All right. Joel Embiid, Giannis, and Jokic are the best centers or big men. And then the best young prospect is Victor Wembanyama, who's from France. So I think, Rob, the international squad would play more of a team game. I think they would play harder, just take it more seriously. Because you see in these All-Star games, not so much Embiid, but Giannis goes out there like wanting to really play. And nobody else really wants to. So he looks like a fish out of water. Jokic never plays much in the All-Star games because that's not his game. But he'd be effective, obviously, in a game like this. Rob, Jamal Murray's also international. Like, this is my starting five for the internationals. Shea, Luka, Embiid, Giannis, and Jokic. You got guys like Jamal Murray, Sabonis, Porzingis, Lauri Markkanen, Franz Wagner, who's leading Orlando now, RJ Barrett coming off the bench. I mean, I don't think we want to see our American players getting embarrassed like that.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it either, and I think that it should be more about just putting on a better product of the All-Star game. Can you guys play a little bit? Can you not just shoot threes and make it boring? And you know, people stop watching, Chris. Like it was the lowest rate because it was awful. Chris, you're an NBA guy.
You can't even watch it.
You couldn't even watch it. Like that's what's wrong with the All-Star game. It ain't. You can mix it up all you want. If the cats don't play and they're just throwing up threes and they're not defending at all or whatever, Chris, it don't matter.
Don't you think? And I think this is part of the thing, because I love the idea of international versus American. The reason I'm skittish about it now is because I think they would embarrass us. I really do. I think the international team would embarrass us. And, Rob, I think the international players would come out to play. I think Jokic would play his game. Giannis would really want to play. Like, I think they would come to play. The question is, would our stars? And I would think that – I think part of thinking might be like, rather than go out there and get embarrassed, the American players are going to have to buckle up and play their best, or they're going to get run off the floor. But, you know, they might get run off the floor anyway, or they might feel like they might get beat. And so they go out there lollygagging, you know what I mean? Just throwing up stuff like we're not really trying. So that's my issue with it. Your issue seems to be you just don't like that format.
Yeah, I'm not. It should just be all stars. You know, I guess if you really think that's going to change anything, I just don't think it's going to make it any more compelling. And I think you look at the MVPs, look at the players you just named. You know, if you want to do that and then show even more exactly about the American players and where we are and what's going on. I just think what's wrong with it being East versus West or Western Conference, Eastern Conference, and just put the best players out there and just say, we just want you to – we're not trying to have you hurt yourself. Chris, just play ball. Like, you practice. Just go out and play ball. Have some fun.
I don't think that's going to work.
No,
they've been telling them that for years.
They don't want to do it. I agree, right. Chris. I get it. I'm just saying, like, that to me would get me intrigued, not – just divvying up the teams, and then we're going to watch the same game. And you're right, probably the non-Americans would play better, would just play.
Do you know what I mean?
If they both
play hard, do you think international wins?
Of course.
They're
I do.
Just better?
I just think right now they are. And I, you know, things change. It's incredible where we are. And I talk about all the time, like, how did we get here? You know, I mean, Chris, how did we get here where the NBA hasn't had an American player win a MVP in 5 years? How did we get here? Really?
I think, surprising. Look, some people might say it's the world. I mean, America's one country. It's the whole world. We see it in baseball. You know, I mean, so many of the best players are international. And I'm not talking about just Shohei. You know this, Rob. I mean, the guys from the Caribbean, and I mean, they – phenomenal.
But
and
they're not winning every MVP is what I'm saying. Like, that's the thing that's surprising.
But I'm just saying, like, they've been playing baseball for a long time.
For sure.
And so we have been so dominant in basketball – even recently, you know, relatively speaking. And that's why it is kind of stunning. I think a big part of it, Rob, is I think, and I don't know, that's why I don't know if it can change, because a lot of people talk about AAU and that's a problem. And there's some issues there for sure. But I don't know, with our culture, the social media world, even now the NIL, like there are 15-year-old basketball superstars who have millions of followers on social media and who now can make NIL money. And obviously they can make money from having a huge following on social media as well. And so a 15-year-old making that much money and being viewed as a celebrity and a superstar, it's going to be tough for him to work as hard and to not think he hasn't already made it as the 15-year-old in Europe or the 15-year-old international kid, Rob. You know what he's doing? He's playing on a pro team, getting schooled by grown men every day in practice and not playing much at all, or if at all, in the games. So he's staying humble and working his butt off. And our best 15 and 16-year-olds, I'm generalizing, but a lot of them are already viewed and viewing themselves as superstars. So I think that is part of the problem. And I just think with AAU, like, you know this, Rob, if I'm on an AAU team and I'm a superstar and my coach yells at me because I didn't get back on defense, or I'm not sharing the ball, or I'm not running the plays, I might just go play down the street for the next team. And so that coach don't want to lose me, so he ends up not coaching me as hard. And so I think those are some of the issues, but I would not, like, again, I'd love to see it. And I think now, even though a lot of our guys are older, the best American players are older, and not quite as good as they were 5 years ago, but I don't want to see our team getting crushed year in and year out.
Yeah, it would be a bad look. It would absolutely be a bad look. I don't know how, and I don't know when we got to this point. You know, and Chris, you talked about it before, just hoisting up threes, where it's just not basketball. It just turned. I covered NBA All-Star games, Chris, since the 80s.
Yep.
There were times when, okay, it wasn't like the best basketball you ever saw, but it was entertaining
it
somewhat. Am I
basketball.
Right? Yeah, it resembled it. It wasn't know? Like. It
and
was
it
like,
got good in the fourth. Right.
Right. And it was like, okay, you know, I'm not expecting you to go all out or dive into the stands for a ball or any of that, but can you just play a basketball game?
Rob, I think it's the three-pointer. The year I think I felt like it shifted, I think it was 2014. I might have the year off by a year or two, but I think it was 2014. It was in New York, and I remember Russell. If you look at the numbers, the year before they shot something like 80-something threes combined. That year they shot over 100. And it kept going up or being around 123s combined by the two teams. And I remember Russell Westbrook won the MVP in New York. And I watched the game and I was like, how can you even determine who's the MVP? Westbrook had a ton of points. I think he had 38 or something like that. But nothing was contested. It was just a bunch of guys either hoisting threes or driving to the basket and the lane was wide open and they're dunking. And I was like, how can you even just determine an MVP? Because there was no resistance anywhere.
Right. Right. No, I get it. And so, like, how do you really gauge who was the MVP when nobody's guarding you or you're not making any tough shots? There's open shots, Chris, people moving out of your way, parting the Red Sea, all that kind of stuff. So I don't know what you do. Because it used to be, hey, you're going to show – it's a showcase game. All the great players are together on the same court. Chris, that's what an All-Star game is supposed to be, where the fans can see, oh, that's pretty cool. You know, so-and-so, LeBron's passing to Steph, and, you know, like, or whatever it is. Like, that's all it's supposed to be, but it's supposed to be a game. Like you would play a pickup game or you would practice with your team. Like, that's what we're asking for. That energy, Chris – you practice harder than
nobody's playoff intensity.
No, but you when you practice, don't you play basketball? You don't act like you don't play.
If they play in the open gym in the summer, Rob, they're going to play
Basketball. You're going to get hurt if you don't play basketball.
I mean, and you've been to All-Star Weekend. Some of it, I think, is the it's become such a huge event. Starts like on Wednesday.
Oh, there's it's a big
parties,
deal.
There are marketing events all
I'm
over the place.
I'm tired, and I'm a writer when I go to All-Star.
I mean, honestly, like, by the time the game rolls around on Sunday night, we're wiped out.
Yep.
Think of what the players are. The players are, too, because they're the ones going to all these events. Yes, they go to the parties. Some of them have their own parties.
Everybody has parties. You got to stop by four parties. Chris, oh, I got to go by so-and-so. I gotta go, before
and
you know.
They got to do marketing. They do community service with the league.
They're building houses, just, right?
Yeah, everything. Like, the game is truly an afterthought. By the time the game rolls around, it's like, man, All-Star Weekend was, you know, was live. I mean, it's all that. So that's part of it, too. But I want to throw this out to the listeners, 877-99 on Fox. If we if they do indeed go to an international versus American All-Star game, who do you think will win? And are you with me that it could be embarrassing for American players, and I don't want to see it, and I don't think the league wants to see it either. We'll throw that out to you, 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Carmen. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup. It starts fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Deals on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit prizepicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. 877-99 on Fox. Would Team USA stand a chance in an international versus American all-star game? Your thoughts?
A little Sanford and Son.
Yeah.
Eric in Myrtle Beach, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's up? What's up, guys?
How are
I'm
you?
I'm feeling in Myrtle. I'm very good. How are you guys tonight?
We're great, man.
I love you guys' show. I called once before. I always listen. It's always great. You guys are the best thing. Always 101.9 for me, the best.
Thank you, my man, bro.
No, you guys are the best. All right, now, I think that it would be good for the USA. I'm not going to say who's going to win or who's going to lose for sure. I'm never going to sell LeBron short. I'm not going to sell anybody short. I think it would be great for us because I think it would wake up our aggressive, our competitiveness. I think we need a little kick in the pants as far as being aggressive and being competitive because – we need that kick right now at this point in time. And we also have a lot of players that may not be playing as often as they have the ability to play. I think that an international game would maybe wake up everybody and make us more competitive and make us drive and want to be the best. You know, we'd have
well,
a problem.
Look, it would be play hard or get embarrassed. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying who's going to guard Giannis and who's going to guard Jokic. You know, I got LeBron as a soldier. Who else we got? Is Kawhi going to come up and play big?
And the problem is LeBron's 38. Be 39 at the time in the All-Star game.
He knows how to D up. He knows how to get big. Who's going to guard Jokic? Who's the best at that?
Nobody. That's why we would get annihilated, I think.
Probably would, Chris. I'm with you. Riley in North Dakota, you're the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Riley?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. I would love to see this matchup. I think the international squad would absolutely kick these guys' butts in a matchup of an all-star game. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't mind seeing it because Americans feel like they're entitled athletes and with this load management stuff, I just think it would be a big, wide open wake up call for everybody. And you know, and I think it would be something fun to see.
No, I mean,
it would be worth it, Rob, if it woke our guys up and we got better.
But listen to what people are saying, Chris. This is like where people are now and how they feel about, you know, the players, like the load management thing has really messed with people about the league. Am I right? Like, like people are like, oh no, you know, like they don't feel like, they want to play or they give their all. I mean, it's bad that they feel that way.
It does feel. I don't know the numbers, but it might be more American play. Well, I mean, Giannis 63 games last year, 67 the year before. I don't know if that's injury. It's probably load management, so I'm not going to put that all on American players.
No, not all. All right, Gary in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, okay. So, like, I want to talk about why I think that international players are better. I think it's the way we develop players. Like, nowadays, coaches aren't saying, let me find the best player. They're saying, let me find the best athlete and just develop him. That's why all these AAU teams are all these freak athletes. And so that's what's happening, and like a young age, it's too hard to get the development of a great basketball player based on athleticism. That's what I think it is.
I think that used to be the case. I think after Michael Jordan, and he was so athletic that everybody just looked at his athleticism and not his fundamentals, and that became the thing. Get a guy who's long, athletic, quick, can jump out of the gym, even if he's not skilled. But I don't think that's the case anymore, Rob. I think the three-point shooting, Steph, the ball handling, I think there is – people understand it takes skills. Harden's not the most athletic. Steph's not the most athletic, you know, relatively speaking. They're skilled. Jokic isn't obviously that athletic, relatively speaking. So I think people understand it's about skills. I think there are a lot of other factors that are hurting us. All right, we got Tyster's Tower of Trivia around the corner, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right, it is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the segment that proves you don't even gotta like sports to work in sports media. It's the one segment that Steve Basaga is absolutely ashamed of. Because he's a serious sports man and Alex just is not. But the star of this segment,
Steve.
Our resident DJ, the King of the Anime Senpai podcast, check out his TikTok where he may or may not be taking his shirt off for more views.
No shirts off.
My guy, Alex Tyshirt.
Guys, it's an honor and privilege to be here to increase your downloads and always increase the grand spectrum of the Odd Couple. We have an in-studio audience today, too. In-studio audience. Shout-outs to Bobo!
Oh, my God, it's Tyshirt! I love you!
Oh, wow.
Stop it, Bobo.
Wow, Bobo. He got fans.
I trained you. I just realized that.
You did train me, yeah.
Very nice.
And look at you now.
That's right. All right, guys. So we flipped a coin during Steve's award-winning update, and Rob Parker gets question number one.
Yes.
You know the rules. No tomfoolery.
Who's the defending champion?
Hello? Is this on? Go ahead.
Rob G, who's the defending champion?
Chris is.
Oh, okay.
Alex, why do you keep doing
no
this
rhymes.
To me?
I don't know what happened.
I was trying to remember, but
Rob,
know,
I hit
right.
the wrong button.
Is,
I'm sorry.
It is me. You're
no
right.
rhyming. Got to be in English. Got to be a real word. Should be very simple. But
are you talking
I'm
to
sure
Chris?
You're going
to
find a way
attention.
To bend the rules.
Because Chris has been cheating the last few weeks.
What? Right.
It's ridiculous.
Me?
In honor of, I don't know why I did this, but anyways, the Dallas Cowboys edition.
Oh, why?
Tyshirt's Trivia. I'm just saying, I'm a big fan
of
Jerry Jones. So, Rob.
Dallas, the TV show.
Yeah, it's just kind of out of nowhere.
I have no idea.
I guess they are American.
I need a glory hole.
I love Dak.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Rob Parker. Dallas has their own slogan, Rob. You've probably heard it because Jerry Jones says it during every press conference. It's, how about them? Blank.
Alex?
I'm ready, Rob.
Are you ready?
I love Dak.
All right, here we go.
I love me a Super Bowl.
Alex, are you paying attention to me?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Alex,
I'm ready.
Keep
sorry.
It up. Keep up the foolishness.
What's the question? Just give him the saying.
He heard the question.
How about them blank?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Dallas?
Cowboys?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Thank you for
does
the hand
get,
motions because I would have been
any
lost.
Easier than that?
It was the hand motions God. That did it for me.
It was almost so easy you could have screwed it up. That's
no,
why.
I was having a spasm. That's why my hands were moving around.
Okay.
I was
I noticed at. Rob is always in studio on Thursday.
That's predetermined.
Most other days he's from his
It's called
it from his
I
home.
Have a job at Fox Sports Radio and
Tell
I need
him,
to
Rob.
Show up. I
Tell
mean,
him.
Everybody doesn't get to work
I
from
home.
I can't
wait until we
I
see Chris
trying,
again at the Super Bowl.
I just wasn't ready yet.
And,
I'm not
and,
ready
and Chris
yet
tries
to come
to have a fair
studio.
Fight and he still loses.
I'm not ready yet to come
yeah,
to
Yeah, okay. You're
Chris doesn't feel safe yet.
All right, here we go. Level number two. Over
that,
to,
it didn't work for me when I said
yeah,
that.
Over to Chris.
Rob, you were at strip joints. You can't defend yourself.
What do you mean you're not safe, Rob? You got singles falling out of your pocket and you're
right.
covering body glitter.
Cindy's okay. rent was due.
Here we go. Jeez Louise. Chris, Deion Sanders won Super Bowls with the Niners and the Cowboys. Back-to-back years, by the way. His nickname was and still is Prime Blank.
Clock?
I have two clocks that look like Dak at my house.
Prime? Clock time?
That is correct.
All right, there we go. Yeah. I knew that
clue.
One.
That's right. a clue.
That was a great clue, Chris.
Because Alex had no idea before that.
You've been hanging out with Jason Smith too much.
I don't know who
he
Alex
sure
is.
You
level,
never heard Alex this excited.
Level number three. Back to Chris. Or back to Rob. Rob, the Cowboys are so big, even their team headquarters has its own nickname. It's known as the blank.
How big were they, Rob G?
Right. Alex, are you ready?
Let me get Alex.
Contact
I'm ready.
HR about Jerry Jones.
We don't have HR anymore.
I know, right? My God. Yeah, we're so bad we got rid of HR, right?
Is
that true?
It's now Bobo.
That is actually true. That is true.
Chris.
Yeah, HR would just send it back to yourself with an email.
Yeah, it does.
And it was bad, though, is that they actually had to tell themselves that they were getting rid of the HR department. I'm just saying.
So Lillian is, there's no Lillian.
No, but we can make the joke, but there really is no Lillian.
Lillian now. We can still say Lillian.
There was a real Lillian.
Yes. We miss Lillian.
Your call has been forwarded.
Yes. Okay, Alex, you ready?
I'm totally lost. What was the question again?
The name of the Cowboys team headquarters is the blank.
Okay, Rob.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Spangled. Spangled.
Spangled.
Steve DeSager is so disgusted right now.
Star.
That is correct.
Star Spangled Banner.
There you go.
I'll give you that was a good one, Rob.
Steve, why are you shaking your head? Steve, get on the mic.
Steve, what do you have to say for his attempt, Steve?
Elementary question.
Steve doesn't like my...
What do you think, Steve?
Steve doesn't like my hand gesture. I told you, I'm having a spasm,
all. It's not hand gestures. It's cheating.
No, it's not.
I mean, let's keep it real.
Giannis had 54 points tonight, Chris, and they still lost.
And, Rob, you had the Pacers, right?
No, Pacers plus 1.5.
Easy money.
Yes.
Easy money.
They won by 2.
If he would have had 57, they would have won.
They would have won.
Come on, Giannis.
See? Step it up, Giannis.
It's embarrassing. All right, here we go. Level number 4. Back to Chris.
I like Chris.
Michael Irvin is one of the great receivers in Cowboys history. His nickname is the Blank Maker.
Candlestick Maker.
All right, here we go.
Alex, don't be guessing like that.
I'm sorry.
Luke, you ready?
I'm ready, Rob.
All right, here
I'm
we
ready,
go.
Chris. I love Dak.
Work. Work.
What is it again, Rob G?
Work, work, work. His nickname is the Blank Maker.
Work.
Work.
Even Steve is helping with the hand gestures. Thank you, Steve.
Work. Steve, is it blank then work or work then blank? Which way?
No,
I need the hand gestures, Steve. Help me out here.
Steve's now cheating for Chris.
How is Steve cheating? He's doing the Rob.
Unbelievable.
He's doing the Rob Parker.
He's balancing it out. That's all he's doing.
Steve is having a spasm in there. I got to go and make sure he's all right. any day now.
Give me it again, Chris.
Work.
What a terrible clue. Yes.
That is incorrect.
Work.
I'm just thinking of Rihanna right now. That's all.
Work.
More hand gestures.
Pen.
I mean, Rob. Pen. Gestures.
Hand
gestures. Don't look
pen.
At him, Alex.
Close your eyes and visualize the words.
Pen.
Play pen.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Look at Rob. See? Now that's
see,
how you do it.
He's running away with this one.
Work. It's a wow.
29-10.
Oh.
Back to
and
Rob.
You know what? I'm going to say this. My arms are hurting. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I'm
sure. Don't throw that
I'm
shoulder
sure
out, Rob.
Your fingers are, too, from all that texting to Alex.
All right, here we go. Rob, if you get this one, it's over. The all-time leading rusher in Cowboys NFL history is Emmitt Smith. He played his college ball at the University of Florida, home of the blank.
Jeez. Rob, are you ready?
Love Florida.
Alex, are you ready?
I'm ready. Thank you for asking. But, Rob, are you ready?
So Rob G, I have a hand gesture. I can't do it, can I?
Hold on.
You can do it. Rob, there's only three rules to this game.
These are clues.
If you get around the three rules, I can't. What am I going to do?
Is that hand gesture? Can I hand gesture or no?
You can totally hand gesture.
Okay. All right, Alex, you ready?
Alex, remember, I-95.
Again, we don't penalize the Packers for playing at Lambeau.
That's true.
That's all it is.
That's true. Okay.
Alex, you ready?
Okay.
He's not even going to say a word. He's just going to do it.
I'm doing it.
All right, you need a clue. You need
all
a clue,
right,
Rob.
I'm going to give a clue.
Unbelievable.
Suitcase.
Unbelievable.
Suitcase.
Rob, can you do that? Can you do that hand gesture one more time?
Unbelievable.
Rob G, what's the question?
I can't afford that, man.
The University of Florida, home of the
that's
blank.
A good clue.
Alligator.
Yeah. That is correct.
Give it to
and
him.
We got a new champion.
All right.
It's a rout.
Man, it's
the
a rout.
Cheating is out of
no,
control.
No, what cheating?
39-10.
It was a rout. It was unbelievable. Gestures.
It was like the Ravens against the Lions.
I feel like the Cowboys after the Niners game.
Chris, all you got to do is come into the studio and you can hand gesture all you want.
Rob, I'm not ready yet.
Okay.
All right, more Odd Couple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
MLB bro, because you need to know.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We're, of course, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. And it is time for Shop Talk.
Nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It's a delayed version of Shop Talk, the segment where we go around the horn to discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. And this week's topic comes to us from just America, period. Because I don't know if you're out in these streets. Well, I guess we all are except for Chris, because Chris doesn't go anywhere.
He's
got people for that kind of stuff.
Majorly.
But if you've been to a Home Depot or a Lowe's or a Costco or a Macy's, a Walmart, a Target, chances are you've probably already seen the flip from Halloween to Christmas. We haven't even hit Thanksgiving yet. So here's the question. We'll start with you, Chris. You're probably the least qualified to answer it, but we're going to start with you anyway. Chris, you know you don't buy your own Christmas stuff. Wow. How soon is too soon to get into the Christmas spirit?
Well, let me say this. It's interesting that you pick, because Rob G picks the Shop Talk topics. It's interesting you picked this one, Rob. So I told you my wife and one of my daughters are in South Africa.
That's right.
And so my daughter, who lives in L.A., has a puppy or a dog. He's a Mountie Poo. Bo is his name. So he's staying with me. He's staying with me all week. And I walk him, of course, in the morning, walk him when I get home from First Things First before our show. So I'm walking him today, right? And I could not believe my eyes when I saw in one of the houses in my neighborhood a Christmas tree. Like, you could see, you know, inside their main window. And they had a Christmas tree up. And I was like, what? It's not even Thanksgiving yet. It's not even really, it's a couple weeks away from Thanksgiving. And we got Christmas trees up already. So I was shocked. I was like, I can't believe this. I will say this though. I do like when I have my Christmas tree up. It feels like Christmas. So I said, you know what? We usually put ours up maybe a week or two before Christmas. So I was like, you know what, though? I kind of am feeling that because it gets you in the Christmas spirit earlier. So I at first I was appalled, and then I said, maybe that's not a bad idea. Does that answer your
question? Way too early. I mean, to put up a tree. I mean, now getting Christmas gifts and shopping and all that, you know Rob G and Alex, you both know. Shopping.
In March, he's already done.
Rob's in Ross every day anyway.
Right, I am. I'm done. And not only that.
You're already done
I'm
for
done
Christmas?
For Christmas. And not only that, I've already mailed out the gifts to my family.
Now this is too early.
No, you know why this year?
Is ridiculous.
I had a storage space and I was trying to clean it out. I had too much stuff and I'm going downsizing. So I didn't want to hold on to it. I have them. The presents are wrapped. I put them in a box. I said, don't open them. This is for Christmas, whatever, whatever. And I've mailed them out already. And
I saw him wearing them in New York today. Wearing your gifts.
No, not yet. They better not open them. But Chris, seriously, when it comes to shopping for Christmas, nobody knows when you bought the gift. Did you buy week before
true.
Christmas? Or it's about how nice it is. Am I right? Rob G, you don't
about
know.
The thought, yeah.
It is. And yeah. If I bought it, that's definitely. If I was on a road trip.
Or even
and,
if it was a gift from somebody else that you didn't like.
No, you don't want to re-gift it now. Stop it. I'm talking about.
They won't know.
No, but I'm
You've
talking about.
You've never re-gifted. I haven't ever, but you haven't?
That's going to be a great Shop Talk
God,
for
I
December.
No
We're
comment.
Definitely going to do that as a full
no
topic.
Well, you know, Mister, you don't want to re-gift.
You don't want to re-gift. It was probably like some sort of cheesecake. Not cheesecake, but what do they call it? Fruitcake or something?
Yeah,
like a platter or something. Rob's
yeah.
like,
you have,
go
so
and take
you
that.
Have re-gifted.
But maybe something like that.
Yeah, yeah,
all
yeah.
Right.
yeah
go all ahead, Rob G. Where are you?
Look, Rob, you are my brother in Christ.
Yes.
And you are dead wrong on this one.
Uh-oh.
Because it is never too soon to get into the Christmas
really?
Spirit.
Like now we what haven't a, even carved
this,
the turkey?
This is
so
a true story.
You've done something already?
I got my fake tree already. I've been bugging my wife for weeks
Your
to put
tree
it up.
Is up?
Really?
She won't
weeks?
Let me. She
Good.
Won't let me.
When do you guys usually put it up?
Well, we usually buy them, you know, when they first go on sale. So what is that, mid-November, right? But we just got a fake one for the first time this year.
Why are you going
so
fake?
Put up?
Because it's cheaper. Have you seen how expensive these trees are these days? It's like $120 for one tree.
I like a real tree because it smells good in the house.
It
the
does
pond.
Smell good.
You know what I
yes.
mean? Like I love
had
that
real
flavor.
Ones all my life when I was a kid, when we got married, all through my kids, you know, when they were in the house. And we went fake about 5 years ago, I guess.
So, Chris,
is this easier?
Is it true then you and your wife are faking it now? Is that what's going on?
Why has Rob even got to take it there?
That was a good one.
That's not it's, that bad.
Was it?
It was funny.
Was it?
Oh, the tree. I'm
it
talking about the
funny.
Tree.
No, we
not
okay.
faking it. Alex, what
but
about
no,
you and Christmas?
The fake tree is not that bad. I gotta be
so, honest. Rob, question for you.
Yes.
What month is Christmas in?
December.
It's too soon, Rob. It's too soon.
Too soon for too what? Soon.
To Rob, celebrate Alex, anything Christmas.
You're single. So is Rob, but I mean,
yeah.
Alex, I bet when you get married and you have kids.
Oh, we won't even celebrate Christmas in my house. You kidding me?
What?
No pagan holidays Christmas? Up in no here, baby. We are not celebrating that
it's
stuff.
It's been Christianized. Well, I mean. Thing. We it, can do that.
You guys turned it. That's not, you're not you wrong. You're not wrong. Yeah. You converted
you co-opted
them.
Co-opted it.
Proud job.
We took a cultural holiday.
True.
And said, let's put Christ on it.
I'll just say this, Chris. I have such an issue when it's not even the second day in October and I walk into a store and there's Christmas stuff everywhere.
Well, because you got people got to get it. You can't wait till 2 weeks before to put up the Christmas
actually,
stuff.
Actually, oh.
But it's months,
Rob. I'm one of those late shoppers.
Rob, do you want to know how much I am against all this stuff now? I leave my Christmas lights on my house 365.
Now, that's lazy.
I'm just going to plug them in and turn them on in a couple of weeks.
That's lazy.
Absolutely.
Alex is also the same guy who sent a letter to management saying he doesn't like playing the Christmas music for the whole month of
December. Well, I did say that, too. That was me.
Normal complaint.
Chris,
he wants to get into Christmas.
Well, that's true. I bought lights that match the trim of our roof so you can't even see them until they're on.
Unbelievable.
That's how powerful I am. Yes, Chris.
Wow.
Stop celebrating Christmas. It's not even Thanksgiving.
Wow. All right. Well, that was a good one, Rob G.
I know. I love
all right,
Christmas.
All right. The Odd Couple about to be out, but keep it locked because Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are here, and they bring what, Alex?
Absolute fire!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.